One personal note here as we get started, a very long time ago in 1976, I was a senior in high school. I was told that I could not write for the school newspaper because I wasn't in a journalism class. This was a very small town in West Texas, and I had already taken journalism. I wasn't supposed to take it again. So with some friends of mine, I decided I would put out a literary magazine, and we would distribute it on campus, just do it on our own. The principal heard about it and said, "No, you can't do that. You can't pass it out on campus." I found some mailing lists for organizations concerned with student rights. One of them was called the Student Press Law Center, and I wrote them a letter. An attorney from there named Chris Fager wrote me back and said, "You definitely have the right to pass out a literary magazine on campus, so long as there's no substantial disruption." And he gave me a letter explaining the law. I took that to the school board there in West Texas and was told by one of the school board members who read the letter, looked it over. He said, "You know, the Supreme Court knows what's right for New York and Washington, D.C., but they don't really understand Texas." And so they told me I couldn't pass this out, despite the fact that the Supreme Court said I had that right. The Student Press Law Center drew up a lawsuit for me, but my local lawyer sort of fizzled and nothing ever happened. Nothing came of it. About 5 years ago, I heard from Chris Fager, who was the lawyer who helped me with that case from the Student Press Law Center. He became a media entrepreneur in Los Angeles and was a co-founder of E! Entertainment TV. He wondered if I was the same Stephen Bates. Chris Fager told me I was the first Student Press Law Center client, and he had been thinking about whether he really wanted that job when he got my letter. And then he was so shocked and appalled that school officials would be this high-handed and imperious and deny students their rights that he decided it was a job he wanted to take. So it had some influence on him. I have to say it had a lot of influence on me as well. It got me excited about the First Amendment. I went on to law school with an emphasis on the First Amendment, and then wrote a book and a lot of scholarly and popular articles. So this is an area of particular interest.